朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
我们感谢神给我们机会。
We thank our God for giving us this opportunity.
可以一同相聚在他的脚前。
That together we're able to gather in front of his feet.
请我们打开加拉太书第五章。
Let's open the Bible to the book of Galatians chapter 5.
我们今天要读第十六节到第十八节。
Today we want to read from chapter 5, verses 16 to 18.
我说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
For the desires of the flesh, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law.
我们低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you from our heart.
是何等的恩典，我们可以成为你的孩子。
What kind of grace that we can become your children?
是何等的恩典，我们不但有了父，还可以有父的家。
Now, what kind of grace that only, not only do we have the Father, we have the Father's household and family.
何等的恩典你常常纪念我们。
What kind of grace that is that you constantly remember us?
所以你要我们常常纪念你。
So therefore, you want us to constantly remember you.
谢谢你常常用饼杯提醒我们。
Thank you for constantly using the bread and the cup to remind us.
不只是提醒我们你过去有多么的爱我们。
Not only to remind us how much you have loved us in the past.
也提醒我们你如今还在爱着我们。
And also to remind us even now you're still loving us.
并且提醒我们将来你要让我们更深更丰富地享受你荣耀中的大爱。
And also to remind us that you want to love us even deeper and have more bigger love.
我们为着饼杯感谢你。
We thank you for the bread and the cup.
我们也感谢你给我们圣灵。
We also thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit.
能够带我们进入真理。
To be able to lead us into the truth.
求真理的圣灵把圣经向我们打开。
May the Holy Spirit of the truth to open up the Bible to us.
好让我们这群属你的孩子能够在光中得以见光。
So we, this group of children that belong to you, that we may be able to see your light.In your light.
我们等候你来对我们说话。
We wait upon you to speak to us.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我不知道我们中间有多少的弟兄姐妹，你读过《魔戒》这本小说。
I don't know how many brothers and sisters among us who has read the book for the Lord of the Rings.
这是英国牛津大学的教授托尔金所写的奇幻文学作品。
And this is written by the Oxford professor Tolkien, who's actually written in his particular line of these novels.
如果没有读过的人，这个暑假倒是一个好机会，可以好好的读一下。
If you have not read it, then it's a good opportunity for you to read it.
如果看懂了这部小说的人
，If anyone who's able to understand this novel,
他比较容易理解我们今天所要读的这几节经文。
It may be easier for you to be able to understand the verses that we're going to read today.
因为我们都知道魔戒具有着巨大的能力。
Because we know that in the spiritual world, they have great powers.
它能够让持有魔戒的人里面的邪恶越来越强。
They are able to enable these people who is in the spiritual world, spiritual realm, to have the evil power which is greater and greater.
我们每一个人心中有我们的肉体。
Every one of us in our heart, we have flesh.
我们肉体有一个强烈的渴望。
In our flesh is a very strong desire.
这一个渴望有着巨大的能力。
And this desire has great power.
这是为什么在我们里面常常有各样的挣扎。
That is why constantly in us we have all kinds of struggle.
当我们面对许多要做选择的时候
，And when we need to make these choices，
是理智得胜呢，还是我们里面的欲望情欲会得胜呢
？Is it actually our desire, our intellect that is going to win, or is just the flesh that's inside us that's going to win？
你知道，没有信耶稣的人，他们必须要用道德、用宗教、用责任。来约束自己的情欲。
You know, people who does not believe in the Lord, they have to use moral, religion, and all those to suppress their evil desires.
那样的挣扎是非常的痛苦。
And that kind of struggle is very sorrowful.
因为如果情欲胜了
，Because if your desires has won,
他们所得到的并不是他们所期待的。
So what they have gained is not what they have expected.
相反的，他们所得到的是良心的控告，或者是报应的恐惧。
So on the contrary, it's actually accusation from the conscience or fear from being rewarded with that.
如果他们的理智得胜
，However, if their intellect has won,
他们也没有平安喜乐。
And they don't have peace and joy.
因为没有得到的东西永远是最好的东西。
Because things that you have not obtained are always the best.
心中的不安不甘心。
The unrest and reluctance in your heart.
持续挣扎的渴望。
Constantly struggle. The longing.
永远是带来无尽的痛苦。
Always bring with you an ending sorrow.
就是信了耶稣以后
Even after you believe in Jesus,
我们有了耶稣的生命
We have the life of Jesus.
圣灵住在我们的灵里面
And the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
然而在我们里面的老我
However, the old self in us,
有那个肉体强烈的欲望
and have that strong desires of the flesh
还是持续不断的在给我们惹麻烦
and is still continuously causing troubles for us
这是为什么很多基督徒一读到保罗在罗马书第七章的话。
That is why when a lot of people, when they read the book of Romans chapter 7,
我应该做的我就偏偏不做。
Things that I should do, but I just don't do it.
我不该做的事我又偏偏去做。
Things that I should do, I should do, I do it.
我们里面就深有同感。
And we also identify with that feelings.
而我们今天所读的这三节圣经。
And these three verses that we read today.
这是圣灵借着保罗给了我们非常宝贵的应许。
And this is a very precious promise that's given to Paul by the Holy Spirit.
可以说是保罗给基督徒胜过肉体情欲的秘诀。
We can say that this is a secret recipe that is given to the Christians in order to overcome these evil desires.
如果我们记得在第五章里面，保罗告诉过我们三个重点。
And if we can remember in chapter 5, Paul has given us three highlights.
第一个重点是我们生而自由。
And the first one, the first point is that we are born with freedom.
我们属灵的生活上只有那个可以生发爱心的信心才有永恒的价值和果效。
In our eternal life, only when we can set free that love, then it has the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
而且我们可以不需要再做律法主义的奴仆。
And we no longer have to be slaves to legalism.
我们可以自由地奔跑人生的道路。
We can run freely the life, the path of life.
并且我们不需要做放纵主义的奴仆。
And we don't have to be slaves to become indulgence.
我们可以自由地去爱。
We can love freely.
许多人听了保罗讲了这么多的自由。
And many people, when they heard Paul talking so much about freedom,
他们一定会纳闷。
They may be confused.
他如果基督徒的生活中有这么多的自由。
If Christians have so much freedom in their lives,
基督徒应该从今以后就过一个不持续不断得胜的生活。
Then the Christians should be leading an incessantly overcoming life.
可是为什么我们直到如今还常常被肉体的情欲捆绑呢？
Then how is it that until now we're still bound by the spirit of the desires of the flesh?
保罗在这里告诉我们。
Paul here he tells us.
肉体的情欲是会一直在那里搅扰我们。
The desires of the sinful nature become stirring up trouble for us there, disturbing us.
但是我们不需要害怕肉体的情欲。
However, we do not need to be afraid of the desires of the sinful nature.
我们已经有自由可以胜过它。
We already have that freedom to overcome it.
听清楚。
Listen carefully.
我们有自由赢过它。
We have that freedom to overcome it.
我猜大部分的人应该跟我都差不多。
I feel that most of the people may be very similar to me.
无论是打球还是玩游戏。
No matter whether you're playing games or you're just playing balls.
我们都是喜欢赢，没人喜欢输的。
We all like to win, no one likes to lose.
但是很伤感情的事情。
But what's difficult for us is,
人生很少事情是保证赢的。
Very rarely do we can take balance that.
但是保罗在这里告诉我们。
But Paul here tells us,
在跟肉体情欲的征战这件事情上。
In our struggle with the desires of the sinful flesh,
我们是有自由保证得胜的。
We have that freedom to guarantee our victory.
我们可以得胜。
We can overcome.
不是可能得胜。
It's not possibly that we will win.
这就是为什么很多会读圣经的人会说。
That is why many people who are able to read the Bible will say,
这三节圣经是基督徒生活中最重要也是最有帮助的经文。
These three verses are the most important and most helpful in the Christian's life.
我们都知道马丁路德在属灵的道路上有过一段非常痛苦的征战。
We all know that Martin Luther in his spiritual walk had won a very sorrowful experience and struggle.
在那个日子里给他帮助最大的就是这三节圣经。
In those difficult days, these three verses are the most helpful to him.
所以今天我们一定要求圣灵帮助我们可以明白这三节圣经。
And therefore today, we have to understand that how these three verses will help us.
以至于我们可以自由的来享受得胜。
So then we can come freely to enjoy that victory.
那会读圣经的人也告诉我们。
And people who know how to read the Bible will tell us.
这三节圣经保罗再一次用了一个 Chesis 那种对称性的特别结构。
And here Paul has used a symmetrical structure type of way to write it.
请同工把那个打出来。我们注意看。
Let's pay attention.
这三节圣经的结构。
The structure of these
相对称的结构。
These three verses are actually symmetrical structure.
十六节就对应于第十八节。
And verse 16 is faced comparing with verse 18.
十六节告诉我们的是靠着圣灵而活可以逃避肉体。
Verse 16 tells us, live by the Spirit and you can escape the flesh.
十八节告诉我们是被圣灵引导的人可以逃避律法。
Verse 18 is telling us people who are led by the Spirit, you can escape the law.
而中间的那两小段
And the middle two verses in the middle
是讲到冲突
It's talking about conflict.
那个相争是肉体和圣灵的相争
The conflict is between the flesh and the Spirit.
相争的结果是使人无法做他所想做的
The consequence of the conflicts is causing people to not able to do the things that you want to do.
这样的结构很清楚地告诉我们基督徒生活的核心问题是肉体与圣灵的征战。
And this structure kind of it tells us that it's very clearly between a conflict between the flesh and the spirit.
而得胜的秘诀是借着圣灵而活。
Secret of the overcome is living by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵引领。
Being led by the Holy Spirit.
我们现在就先来看第十六节。
So let's look at verse 16 now.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
So I say, live, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
顺着圣灵而行
Walk by the Spirit
原文的直译是在圣灵中行走
The original meaning of the text is to walk in the Holy Spirit
有一些英文版本就翻作借着圣灵而生活
Some English translation would say live through the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit
保罗在第三章的时候已经告诉加拉太人。
Paul in chapter 3 already told the Galatians.
他们已经受了圣灵。
They already received the Holy Spirit.
既然靠圣灵入门，难道还要靠圣灵成全吗？
Since you already entered by the Holy Spirit, do you still need to be accomplished or perfected by the Spirit?
他们现在生活中的每一件事都需要依靠圣灵。
Of course, everything in our life needs to go through by the Holy Spirit.
保罗对着圣灵是充满信心。
Paul is full of faith through to the Holy Spirit.
所以他说，只要在圣灵中持续不断的行走。
So that's why he said, if you continuously walk by the Holy Spirit.
就不放纵。
You will then not be indulging.
这个不。
And this no.
在原文中是最强烈的否定。
And this is a very strong denial in the original text.
而那个放纵两个字。
And gratify the desires or indulgence.
是不能够完成满足肉体的渴望。
It cannot satisfy the set to the longing for the flesh.
所以有人这样翻译。
Therefore, some people will translate it this way.
你若行在圣灵中,
If you walk in the Holy Spirit,
你没有任何的可能性,没有半点的机会,绝对无法去完成肉体情欲的要求。
There is no possibility or any chance at all for you to complete what's the desire of the flesh.
肉体。
The flesh.
希腊文是 sarx.
In the Greek words, it's sarx.
新国际版本把它翻译成 sinful nature, 充满着罪恶的本性。
The NIV version translated it as sinful nature is full of sins.
是一个相当传神的翻译。
It's a very appropriate translation.
就是讲到我们堕落的本性。
It's talking about our original nature, the fallen nature.
没有被圣灵带领的时候的本性。
That when the nature that is not following the Holy Spirit.
不一定是不道德。
It may not necessarily be immoral.
但是绝对是不受圣灵管制。
But it's absolutely not controlled by the Holy Spirit.
这个字在圣经中有的时候翻作血气。
And in the Bible, sometimes this is translated as the flesh.
Carnal.
Carnal.
情欲这个词的原文是单数的。
And this desire is, in the original text, is a singular tense.
有的英文版本翻作Lust.
And some English translation translated as lust.
它原文的意思是强烈的渴望。
The original meaning is strong desires.
这里是告诉我们肉体本质中最大的问题就是有强烈的渴望。
And here it tells us the great biggest problem of the flesh is that you have that strong desire.
渴望本身不是坏事。
The longing itself is not a bad thing.
但是当这一个欲望强烈到一个地步成为我们人生的目标成为我们人生的中心的时候。
But when this desire is so strong that it becomes the goal of our life and the center of our life.
那就非常的可怕。
Then it becomes a very horrible thing.
过度的渴望会控制我们。
Too much desire will control us.
到一个地步，就是那些美好的事物都会让我们变成觉得没有那些东西我们就活不下去。
To an extent that we feel the good things in our life we cannot live without.
那就成为了我们的偶像。
Then they will become our idol.
每一个人不同时间里面强烈的渴望是不同的。
Everyone has different desires of degree of desires at different stages.
爱情。
Love.
金钱。
Money.
面子。
You know, our identity, our face issue.
一个可以懂我们、体贴我们的老公。
And a husband who can understand and be considerate to us.
一个温柔可爱的妻子
A gentle and loving wife
一个让我们有面子的孩子
And someone that causes us to be very proud of a child
这都不是坏事
These are not bad things
但是如果这些东西就成为我们生活的中心
However, if these things become the center of our life
没有这些我们就活不了
And without these things we cannot live on
这些就是我们的偶像
These will become our idols.
也是我们一切痛苦的来源。
And this is also the source of all our sorrows.
所有的宗教哲学。
All religious theologies.
自古以来都知道人生的痛苦就是因为人胜不过里面的欲望。
From ancient time we know that this sorrow comes from the fact that we are not able to satisfy the desires in us.
所以所有的这些宗教都要教人你要怎么样可以看破。
So therefore, all these religions are teaching us that we should be able to break through from there.
要教我们怎么样放下。
Tell us to put all these things down.
有的时候告诉我们说，这些欲望都是空的。
And tell us that all these desires are actually empty wishes.
但是无论你用什么方法。
But however, whatever methods we use,
一切跟肉体情欲的征战，最后的结果是注定失败。
But all the struggles that we have with the desires of our flesh are destined to fail.
好像一个人如果靠自己的力量去对抗地心吸引力。
If it's just like someone who's using their own ability to counteract the gravity.
也是注定要失败的。
It's destined to fail as well.
除非你有可以依靠一个更大的外力。
Unless you can rely on a greater power, source of power.
十六节把它直译出来。
And in verse 16, it translated directly.
我说你们当在圣灵中行走，就绝对不会让你们肉体那个强烈渴望得逞。
So if you walk in the Holy Spirit, you definitely will not allow the desires of the sinful nature to overcome you.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常令人兴奋的应许。
Brothers and sisters, this is a promise that is really exciting to us.
这告诉基督徒说，在跟肉体情欲的战争中，最后的结局，我们是赢家。
And this is telling us that the final result of the struggle with the desire, that we are the winners.
任何一个人听到保罗讲这句话
，Anyone who heard Paul saying this，
一定会问为什么
？We definitely would not ask why。
怎么可能
？How is it possible？
几切所有人类的哲学、所有的宗教都告诉我们，我们是注定失败的。
Our philosophy, all religions have been telling us that we're destined to fail。
保罗说我们注定得胜。
But Paul said we're destined to win。
为什么呢
？Why is that？
第十七节。
17。
十七节一开始注意他的经文就说
：“Pay attention, verse 17 begins to say。”
因为。
Set for because。
因为。
Because for。
很多读圣经的人都忽略了。这个一开始的连接词。
Many Bible readers have neglected this connecting word.
为什么他们会忽略呢
？Why is it that they have neglected that word？
因为当他们读到十七节的时候，他们都以为保罗是在重复罗马书第七章十三节到二十五节那一段非常有名的经文。
Because when they're reading this, they all thought that Paul was repeating the famous scripture verses in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 13 to 23.
譬如说十九节。
For example, verse 19.
故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
For what I do is not the good I want to do.The evil I do not want to do. This is what I do.
二十四节，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？For what a wretched man that I am! How can I depart from this body of death? Who will rescue me from this body of death?
大部分读圣经的人自己都因为感受过罗马书七章的痛苦。
Most people who read the Bible have experienced the sorrow in Romans chapter 7.
所以他们读十七节的时候，他们就完全忘记了保罗是用十七节解释为什么我们会得胜。
And this is why they neglected that when we read verse 17, that Paul is using it to explain why we would be winning.
他们忘记了 罗马书第七章保罗所讲的那个经验是我们跟肉体的征战。
They forgot that in Romans chapter 7, the experience that Paul talks about is about the experience that we are struggling with the sinful nature.
我们跟肉体的征战注定当然就是苦。
Our struggle with the sinful nature, of course, is destined that we will be suffering.
为什么注定苦？
Why are we destined to suffer?
因为我们没有依靠圣灵。
Because we did not rely on the Holy Spirit.
第七罗马书七章里面完全没有提圣灵。
In Romans chapter 7, it did not talk about the Holy Spirit at all.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。